We're in Shin Chav Ches, and we learned Sif Gimel. We ended off with the Taz. Time sort of ran out of us, on us, middle of the Taz. The Mechaber in Sif Gimel said that any Makah shall follow is automatically considered a Makah shall Sakana. The Ramah said that if you have a problem with the tools, it's mitzvah all of Laitziyai, I'm a lack of Laitziyai. So he said that you're allowed to have a guy pull out a tooth. The Taz was mefakfei, because the Taz said that what do you mean you having a guy pull out the tooth? The yid is the misayaya, the Jew, by opening his mouth in a way that makes it available to the dentist to pull out the tooth. The Jew is the misayaya, and it should be also for that reason. So we have here machlekes between the Ramah and the Taz. The Mishnah Berurah paskens like the Ramah. Mishnah Berurah paskens that this type of misayaya is aimed by mamish. We have to know exactly what the hagdar is, but he paskens the maisa like the Ramah that a misayaya, just opening your mouth to have a tooth removed, is not called a misayaya to be aser. And based on that, he would be matir. Now, there's a shtickle problem. If you think about it, there seems to be a stira of the Mechaber and the Ramah in Sif Gimel. What did the Mechaber say in Sif Gimel? That any makah which is in the pnei maguf, including the teeth, is called a makah sheyesh b'sakana. It's called a chayla sheyesh b'sakana, and it's what to do with even Aliyah Yisrael. That's what said the Mechaber in Sif Gimel. So what does the Ramah say? The Ramah says, "Mishachayshish b'shina in mitzvah laitziyai, I'm a la'akum laitziyai." Why I'm a la'akum laitziyai? Should be with Aliyah Yisrael.
Mechaber says it's a method.
A chayshish, it's a mechush. They say it's Yiddish. That no, wait. A mechush as opposed to mechaber said mechush. We just hurt a little. So you're saying is that it's only a mechush in the tooth, but unless it would be nafal mishkav according to what you're saying. Let's say it's such a bare toothache that it would be nafal mishkav. So you'd say that would be mutter. Okay, Magen Avraham in where? Sukkot and Gimel. Yeah, look at Magen Avraham Sukkot and Gimel. What forces him to say that? Because otherwise, even a day guy is not mutter. For mefesh ba'alma, you can't do malach a day guy. Right? He says vaytar shem malach a day raisahu to chayv l'refuah. So the problem is that if you're going to say like it said in Mechaber, that removing a tooth, that any maka which is in the shenayim ubisnim is automatically a. Hey, Maka, Sheesh Besakana. So why is the Ramah Makir only Al-Yaday? Only Al-Yaday Goy, Shemot Al-Yaday Yisrael. So the Mishnah Berurah bavarns this Kasha, and he says something which is not Kamina La'alacha. Mishnah Berurah brings from Del Yor Rabba, Omer La'akum, Lena Yehudi. He says, he says, I'll read you in a minute, is that it's not a refuah beduka. That pulling out the tooth is not a known refuah. It doesn't zikha work. That's what he says, not a refuah you do it. I've written down the Shisuf Kotten. It is. Good. Here's the Mishnah Berurah. Ba'ak de metchila mavur de chayli shinayim mikri shalchal chalal. Even though the Mechaber said that chayli shinayim is called the makah shalchal of the chalal aguf, kolakim enim mutarai tzayidei Yisrael, daitzas shein enoi refuah yedua. Pulling out a tooth, it's not a known refuah. It doesn't necessarily work. Ba'adarabah lepamim yesh chashash sakantal yedezeh. And Adarabah, sometimes you're pulling a tooth, you make a sakana. That's a wise mutti if it makes sakanas. I don't know exactly. It's so strange. But it seems that in those times, the time of the Mechaber Amor, the Yal Rabbi he's quoting, pulling a tooth was not a sakana or refuah yadua. What does that mean? It means that people had toothaches for many different reasons. For certain reasons, it would help pulling a tooth. Certain things, it wouldn't help. But they weren't advanced enough to diagnose it properly. So somebody would have a pain in the tooth. And they go and have a tooth pulled. It's not a refuah yadua. That's something that's definitely going to work. To be that's not definitely going to work, so that's why it's not mutter Ayyidei Yisrael. And that's what it says here in the Mishnah Berurah. So Dr. Abraham in his Mishpat Avraham Tainis, Defizmanazeh, if somebody has a tooth which is swollen or inflamed in a way which, where a dentist can tell him that pulling the tooth is a refuia, it's certainly going to make him feel better. So he says it should be mutter. He says Bahamasa. It should be mutter even like Day Yisrael. Not like this Ramah. He's not arguing with the Ramah. Ramah is talking in those days where they couldn't diagnose it properly and they didn't know if the refuia was a refuia do or not. But Dr. Abraham Tainis, is Defizmanazeh, that it should be mutter, even Ayde Yisrael Mamish, to pull out a tooth. If it's like the Magen Avraham Gimel, if it's such a tooth that's mitzvah, shechala menu kol gufay, it's a bad toothache where the guy lays in bed because of it, or his whole body, he can't function properly because of it. So in such a case, so he tainis, that it should be mutter, and he passes the mistami brings from Shlomo Zalman, will be always kedusha from Shlomo Zalman. That'll be mutter, what? Mishnah Berurah is saying the same shot in the Ramah that way. So we accept the Mishnah Berurah's shot in the Ramah, so we have a heter. Mishnah Berurah is passing this way. It's quoting Yahya Rabbah, who said, otherwise the Ramah is a steer to the Machaber. So the halacha he paskins, which I think is a chiddush to most people, that you'd be allowed to pull out a tooth, Ayyidei Yisrael, if the doctor says it's for sure going to help, if it's such a bad toothache, that it's not a Mishnah. What? We have a Kabbalah that all halal agof is sakana.
So, as far as the medicine is concerned, we talked about the rule for the people. As far as the sakana is concerned, we talked about the kapala. So, you need to do more of that.
Well, you need that. So, you're maka shakala with a refuah yadua. If it's a maka shakala, you're allowed to be machal shabbos.
It's using modern medicine to say that it's a refuah yadua, but he's using the Gemara's fact that it's a maka shakala, that it's a sakana.
Yeah, that's not a contradiction. Yeah, okay.
Whether it's a disease or just pain?
A doctor will tell you every pain is a disease. You mean if it's a disease that can only be a sakana?
Yeah. Because the toothache, it depends what it is. Is it going to cause further damage to the growth, or is it just pain?
The only way I can understand that a toothache could cause sakanas is infection, which can get into the bloodstream. That's the only way I can understand it. And the more infection there is, the more it's possible. Now today we have antibiotics, so we're not afraid of it so much. But it seems to be that's what the Shulchan Aruch was passing.
Why do you think that before you do it, why would it be the Shas that would help?
That was the Prima Gadim's Kasha. Prima Gadim on the Magen Avraham Aleph asks why you need a Refu Yadua. And he answers that a Refu Yadua means something where medicine says it might work, as opposed to something which is, you know, the grandma said it worked. It works, which it seems to work, but it's not. It's known that it. Maybe my example is not so good. But, you know, if you know, it might be one of two diseases, and one of them is refu and nachinami. Chayshish means it hurts, but the Mishbur brings down that it has to be chalom and kolkufa. But I'll explain that in a second. Just I want to add one knech, which might take away from this toothache heter. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach elsewhere, not in regard to toothaches, writes that even though certain things are chayli, that we have a kabbalah to chalish yesh b'sakana. However, if it's common practice for people to push off treating it, because let's say a guy has a toothache, he calls the dentist, and then he says, I'm busy today, come tomorrow, you know, and then he'll push it off because he's busy today. So he has a toothache. Now if it's, you know, he's all swollen, he probably would run right away. But if it's a type of toothache which bothers him very much, but you know, if the dentist can't accommodate his hours, he's not going to miss a day of work. He'll normally push it off for a day. So then, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, he can't be b'chal Shabbos for such a person. Even though he's not going to work on Shabbos, and he's willing to do it on Shabbos. But if it would be during the week, it's the type of thing which he would normally push off. So on Shabbos, you also have to push it off. Push it off to Rafua, yeah. So, okay, let him push it off with an aspirin. He's not from Mishkov anyway, so he's allowed to push it off with an aspirin. So that's not a problem. But this is Shlomo Zalman says, because we have the insight of Shemir Psalm Hashem. The concept of Shemir Psalm Hashem is that things that people generally are not chayshish for sakana don't have a din of sakana. That's why, for example, Rav Moshe writes that smoking is not technically awesome. Because being that there are so many people that are not chayshish for it, there's a concept of Shemir Psalm Hashem, which might be different from Zman Hazet. What? Rabbi Kendall says now it's different, it might be. But the concept is Shemir Psalm Hashem. Even though a person stays at home, he's in less sakana than a person who goes out into the street. feel better going to the street because it's something that's normally accepted. So if pushing off treating a toothache is normally accepted for a day, push it off for a day, then there wouldn't be anything to Mechal Shabbos Ayidei Yehudi. To get a Jew to Mechal Shabbos is something which people for convenience reasons push off, or for financial reasons push off, the person would have to push off on Shabbos too. Yeah. Right, so that's the next question. It's pulling the tooth of the Raisa Drabbah. So Magen Avraham Gimel says, he saw Hashem Malacha Deraisahu. Daha Chayvalar Fuah. He says pulling the tooth is a Malacha Deraisah. The Bir Alacha says, what's the Malacha? The Malacha is that it bleeds. Chayvel means that you're causing bleeding. Causing bleeding is a Malacha Deraisah because it's a Chayvel, which is a Chayvalar Fuah. The Bir Alacha, it's a psikrei. It's not a davishen a miskavin. Guy pulls the tooth, it's not mechavin for it to bleed. He just wants to get the tooth out. So the bleeding is a psikrei, so it's certainly going to happen. But it's a davishen a miskavin, and it's a psikrei, so it's a lady chalei. The person tries to control the bleeding, he doesn't want the bleeding. Now being that he doesn't want the bleeding, it's a psikrei, so lady chalei, which is at the most a drabanon. Some of psikrei, so lady chalei is more to this, some places hold. But we passed the psikrei, so lady chalei is a drabanon. So the Bir Alacha says that it's only a drabbana. So Mimela, the first half of this Magen Avraham is also not true. Magen Avraham said that you can get a guy to pull the tooth only if it's nafal mishkav. He says that it's only a drabbana, so even if it's just a very painful, it's not nafal mishkav, you can have a guy pull out the tooth. That's what it says. What? Iker Davi Gidulai. We don't pass in this Yerushalmi that says that Yechayif Ktsira. Even if you want to shear, ktsira is if you cut down a tree, a chayiv a kaitzer. Rishalmi that says that even if you shear wool off a sheep, it's also kaitzer. That's where it grows. But it's not a halacha, it's a kiddush to say that ktsira is shayiv on some of the fresh azriya. It's just a curiosity that people talk about. It's not a halacha. There's no kaitzer. It's geizers. It's a different halacha of gezeiza. But there's no halacha of kaitzer. Now, why is the Mishnah Berurah tied on the Magen Avraham that pulling the tooth is not as a malachat rabbanon? Why? Because the magabi of bleeding is a davar shein miskaven. It's a kreisha lo nichalei. You don't care about it.
In the old days, they wanted the bleeding.
That's for someone who has a fever, but not for someone with a toothache. I don't think. No. So what do you say? No, the doctors here should have a comment on that. No. Dr. Abraham Tain is that his man is there. We want it to bleed. It's not sequential in your fillet. Yeah, we want it to bleed. The bleeding cleanses the tooth. It's not sequential in your fillet. It's sequential in your fillet. So Dr. Abraham Tain is that it's that his man is there. We go with the Magen Avraham. Not to be our lachah. His man is there. The person pulls the tooth wants it to bleed. He might not want it to bleed so much, but he wants it to bleed some. It's sequential in your fillet. And the Tain is that pulling the tooth his man is there. I'm off of their eyes. So it comes out that Dr. Abraham in the Mishpat Avraham comes with two tainus. On the one hand, the tain is that pulling a tooth today, even though the Mishnah Berurah says in the Bir Alacha is Malacha Drabbanan, Lamaisi ties the Malacha Deraisa. So on one hand, he's coming to be Machmer on us. But on the other hand, the tain is that Bisman Azeh, it's a Rafur Yedua, it's a known Rafur, and therefore it's more to even Ayyadei Yisrael. So what comes out from him is the following. That in the case of a person who has a toothache, which is only a mechish, it hurts him, but he's able to function, he can go out, go to school, he can go get around. So then Dr. Abraham's being machmer. Because he's saying that nowadays, it's a malacha deraisa, so you can't be mekel at all. Even a yedei guy, you can't pull a guy's tooth on Shabbos if he's functioning, he's able to function. But if he's nafal mishkav, it's such a bad toothache that he's nafal mishkav, that he has a difchay lamanish. So then, we're going to go with the heter of makash ochalo. And then it'll even be medical that if you can't get a Gaisha dentist, you can have a Jewish dentist pull out the tooth. Okay, so again, if somebody is only a Mechish, he's being Machmer. He's being more Machmer than the Mishnah Berurah says that if you drop on and you can even be Mechel by a Mechish, he says no, because it's a Malacha Deraisa, this man is it. But in a case where a guy's a Chay L'mamish, so then he's Mechel L'maisa, even Ayde Yisrael. Machmer Shachala, we have a Kabbalah, it's a Chayshish V'sakon, and he assumes that. Again, if a person that I mentioned from Mishnah Zalman, that if a person would normally push it off for a day just for financial reasons, you're right. But
the fact that they didn't want to come to a certain point. infection is still a sakana. People still die of infection.
There's very little that they say you have to do this unit, except emergency situations, right? Except for appendicitis, yeah. Yeah, I understand. The Soloveitchiks, your relatives don't hold to this, right? For Byron, the only time I ever spoke to a Byron Soloveitchik was over an issue we're going to have later. If eye disease is considered sakana nefashis. Right? It says that eye diseases are considered, even for one eye, it's considered sakana nefashis. It's very high. Yes, the eyes are not connected to the heart. So what does that mean? I don't understand it. So I once heard that he's very makel on it. Anything with the eyes, he's right away makel. So I called him up in Chicago, right? He was in Chicago, and I called him up. And I asked him, I had a place to say, not like you. I heard that you say, I mean, in a nice way, I asked him. He said that they didn't see the Mordechai Nesef, the Sium was printed later. And he mentioned four or five Yishayim that say that it's an absolute Kabbalah, that anything to do with the eyes is automatically a sakana. And he said, if the Mishabura that seen these Yishayim, you're also the Nekel, and whatever, I forgot what the Pratim were. But he says, anything to do with the eyes, and he holds for sure, when we have a Kabbalah, it's a sakana, we have no right to question it. Medicine. That's Rav Chaim's line, right? The Soloveitchiks are known that Rav Chaim used to say that he's not a Mekel in Hilchos Shabbos, he's a Machmir in Hilchos Shmiras Nefesh.
It's the connection between the eye and the heart.
What? Yeah, but Lachir that's not their eye, says no Shaila. Would he be masking for him to drive to get eye drops for Yom Shabbos? So I don't know. You know, for an irritation, I don't think he'd be Mekel. We're talking about disease. Right. Now we'll get to the eyes, Mr. Shem. Yes.
Could be obviously not on a logical level, but
psychological.
No, it affects the people's heart. The man sees a woman, so he's in his mind, whatever, his body, love, whatever.
Yeah, I don't think so, because I'm there.
What?
I don't think so.
But I think the connection between what we see and what we feel in our heart.
Okay. Because there certainly is a connection, but that's not fun, is the issue. Okay. Yeah. All right, let's go on to Sif Dalid, which is, now let me tell you, Sifchas Ches has 49 sifim. The major issues of Sifchas Ches, which we must remember, are Sif Gimel through Yud Zayin, are basically 14 or 15 sifim. Okay, so Sif Gimel, what we have to remember is two yisaidis. One is the, of course you have to remember the Mechaber, but besides Mechaber Amara, was the Shaila Misayeya Yesh Bei Mamish, which will come up again, the Taz, Machlis the Taz, the Ramah. Taz held Misayeya is a Malacha de Raisa, and Ramah held not. And then the issue, the protestic issue of pulling the tooth, that we just discussed. Sif Dalid, Makash Halal. Now let's say you have a person who's a Chalash Yesh Bei Sakada. A Makash Halal. This means anybody, you go to a hospital, and later you have to visit someone who has a cancer, has a heart condition, or had a stroke. He's a Chalash Yesh Bei Sakada. So if you have such a person, you don't have to start shouting up, if I do this, is it sakonis? If I don't do this, is it going to cause a sakonis? Afilu ain't sham bekiyim. V'chayla ainei ha'maklum. Even if there's no doctor there, and even if the chayla doesn't say, I feel I'm going to die if I don't get it, still. Oysin loy kol shu redivim lasis loy b'chayl. You treat him the same way you would treat him during the week. Abo k'sheyaydim v'makim v'vayseh chayli shemamtim. V'ein tzarechilu. Unless you recognize the chayli and you're sure that it doesn't really matter if you go now or later, so then let's say you have a disease, loyalena, which medicine accepts, pushing off for a day is not an issue. Chalila, somebody is diagnosed with cancer, pushing off for one day, the beginning of treatments, nobody holds it as a sakana b'zmanazeh. They might find out later differently, but right now they hold that there's no sakana pushing off for a day. So then you can't go in a Shabbos for a treatment. You can push it off for a day. But, what? What's a good example? Toothache, yeah.
Dentist
not going to come in on a weekend to pull a tooth. Okay. Well, the fact that the dentist won't do it, I don't think is the crucial thing. People today don't die from toothaches, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That might be included in this which you're saying here. The major issue that I, of course, the second part is very important, but the issue here is what do we do for a Chalal Shesh Bei Sakana? We have a tremendous kula in the beginning of this round and this mechaber, and the issue comes up. The most common shaila I'm asked is about electric beds. People go to visit a Chalal Shesh Bei Sakana. There is no question that a guy is allowed to adjust a bed in a hospital, even for a chelo she'ein bei sakana. Because we have a klal that mamila la'akum is not usur for a chelo, even she'ein bei sakana. And I have to keep on repeating that because people don't know that. People are making everywhere mamila la'akum, but where they're not supposed to be. But lemaisa by a chelo she'ein bei sakana, someone's nafal b'mishkav, he's not in the hospital. A guy's allowed to do anything for him. A guy can go to the store and pick up medicine for somebody who's a chelo even she'ein bei sakana. There's no question. The question now is Ayidei Yisrael. If you go into a hospital, now if you have a chayla she'ein by sakana, you certainly cannot adjust his electric bed, which you know you have nothing, you can't adjust. The question is a chayla she'ein by sakana. What are you allowed to do for him? Can you adjust his bed? Can you get him ice cubes from the electric ice cube dispenser? Is that making him less misukin? Does it matter if it's making him less misukin? Does it matter? What does it say here in Shulchan Aruch? That Ku'aisen like Kol Shiragim and Lassus Loi Befaya. Look in Magen Avraham Dalit, which is crucial. Magen Avraham Dalit says, Mashma, Afa Pisha Ein Bei Sakana B'Miniyas HaDavar Ahu. Look at that. He says, even though there's no Sakana withholding that particular thing. Even though there's no Sakana withholding it, but if it's something that you would normally do for the Chayla B'Chayel, so now you're allowed to do it to him on Shabbos as well. This is the Shita of the Magid Mishnah. Machtas HaShekel on the bottom, especially on the next page, the second two that Rashi disagrees. This is the Machlokes, the Magid Mishnah, and Rashi. He just says, that's a Magid Avraham, Shevi Magid Avraham, Rashi, Chaylai, Vina Dafka, Shevi Mesukin, Lai Zei Dover. It's on the next page, you have it on the first line, Machtas HaShekel. This is the Machlokes, the Magid Mishnah, and Rashi. Are you permitted to do something for a Chayla, Sheyesh by Sakana? If withholding that particular thing, sicha won't cause sakana. So are you allowed to do something for such a chayla or not? You know for sure it's not going to affect the sakana. Let me tell you. Let's say you have a chayla who's in bed and he can't fall asleep. He needs to adjust the bed. There's no machlokes. We have in Simur Reish Ayin Ches. It says beferish that falling asleep for a chayla sheyesh bei sakana, sleep is a sakana. It's a suffer sakana. The chayla can't fall asleep, even though I don't know if medicine today accepts that or not. But it says in Reish Ayin Ches, it's a one line sif. Muta lechabes haner b'shvil sheyishin chayla sheyesh bei sakana. You're allowed to put out a fire, a flame, so that a chayla can fall asleep. And it's muta even ayde melacha deraisa. We'll have to get to the pratim. But it's a question of lach shetzich l'gufa.
It's also
the only thing that the that's the pechamet. The question that it says here that's with even with a malacha derayis and Mishnah Berurah brings down. But the point here, I've never understood why there's a simon reish ayin ches. The mechaber, the way the Magen Avraham explains the mechaber, he's passing anyway like the Magen Mishnah. That anything for a chayla, even if it's not a sakana, you're allowed to do for a chayla sheish besakana. Even if the niyas, I say, no, it's not a sakana. Why do you need mutal lechabis nevesh shishish na chayla sheish besakana? Why does mechab have to have a separate sif for that? If anything is mutal. So I'm not sure why. Maybe he wants to tell you it's a sakana. What? It's a mishnah, but why? But it's not a separate halacha. The Ramah, right, the Mishnah Berurah says, because she yokits achakach, mutal midlai kaner bishvilai. And when he wakes up, you're allowed to put it back on. So those who are tiny, it's only muta because the malacha to Rabban, and the Shmuz says even a malacha derayis. So, b'chol zem, any Yehudi mezumen lefanav, if you have a guy there, v'ef shalas esayyadai b'li ichor, and it won't take additional time to have a guy do it, yas al-yadai, you certainly have to do it through a guy. That's if the guy's there. If you have a private nurse, and the guy could adjust the bed, then there's no question that you shouldn't do it. But depends which hospital. I had the experience of spending a couple of weeks in the hospital. Nurses are human beings, and they treat different patients differently. They treat different patients. Sometimes they're interested in helping a patient, sometimes they're not. Sometimes they feel, no, it doesn't. It depends on human things. It really depends on personality things. I'll tell you the truth, I didn't have any problem. If I wanted something, the nurse came. I was friendly to the nurses, and I'm a young person, I get around, I can make a joke. Older people had a hard time. I once, somebody visited me, it was Shabbos, I was walking with him around. There was never a lady, a Yiddish lady who was in a wheelchair, and she was begging, she was screaming that a nurse should help get her out of bed. Nobody was coming to her. I went by the nurse's station. I signaled to one of the nurses. She said, no, we're doing something. So she ran out. She jumped up and she ran out. What do you need? I said, can you help this lady? So she says, I have to finish my paperwork. She went back. No joke. I have an aide. You know, it's probably a lady who's been nudging her all the time. And she's probably attacked in pain. And maybe picking her up and putting her into bed is not easy. So, No, the thing is that it's not so pleasant. It's also, the more you nudge a nurse, it's not good. Even she'll come right away now. The more you nudge her, it's not always good. No, I don't think 10 seconds is called either. You want to pinpoint me on a time, it's very hard. I feel that, especially for a person who needs a nurse often, calling nurses is always called Ichor. Even now they'll come. But the more you call them, the more it causes problems.
What
is the Ramadan? You can put on.
You said
that was during the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, yeah. It doesn't say that's who he's quoting. But anyway, so one thing we've established before, we're going to get into the discussion here about Machlokes the Magen Mishnah and Rashi. This Machlokes Magen Mishnah and Rashi is on things that are not going to affect the Sakana. Sleep, we automatically assume, is going to affect Sakana. Even if you have to turn off a light on Shabbos, even if you have to adjust the bed, if it affects the sleep, it's mutter. I tell people to do it with a shinoi, press with their knuckle on the button or something, to do with a shinoi, but it's definitely mutter. There's no difference if the chayla does it or somebody else does it. Once it's mutter, anybody could do it. If you have a cotton, so we'll get to the issue later of whether you try to do it out of the cotton. But this, if the chayla has to fall asleep, is not a question. Our whole issue is, if the chayla, it's going to be easier for the chayla to eat with the bed up instead of being propped up with pillows. It's a physical comfort issue. Now, is that mutter for a chayla? Again, we're talking sheyesh v'sakam. So, why is this machlokes? It's a machlokes now to Magen Mishnah and Rashi. The Mechaber is not so clear, but the Magen Avraham is clear. He's passing like the Magen Mishnah that you're allowed to do for chayla v'sakana malachet da'iraisa. You're allowed to do malachet da'iraisa, anything you would normally do during the week. Now, let me just point out one thing. Let's say the chayla wants a newspaper on Shabbos. You're allowed to go out and buy him a newspaper. What? So the Mishnah Berurah says, before you all pass him, Mishnah Berurah says, Kosher Akilin Lassis Lai Bechayel, Mi Macholim or Refuas. It has to be issues that have to do with eating. Refuas, physical comfort, would be the same. But it doesn't mean to go, grab that example of a newspaper the Shavuot Shabbos Kol Chasa brings down. The newspaper. Okay. So give him yesterday's paper, wasn't he today's? And this is an example that he brings down. It has to be something to do with the comfort, the physical comfort. My home, I could be, if he wants an ice cream bar, I don't know. So you have to entertain him, but that's not a hazard.
Rabbi, if he had a hazard to go to get something from the store from an ice cream,
right,
he'd eat it like that. While the person was there,
he's
getting the newspaper.
The ice cream is a very far-fetched case.
Whatever it might be in the store that he
can't. No, he can't get it. No. Buying a newspaper is a drabana.
Somebody
wanted
to win surgery. It was not in the community.
We'll talk about that. We had that chat, remember? But I'll get to that. 1 second. All right, so what's this machlokes taliyim? So did the Rabbi Chanan has a piece in the Kavod Taharis, and the Chassan Sofer and his Sofer has it, and Rabbi Chaim Yosef and Yehava Das, all three of them write that this is the machlokes of what we call Hutra Dechuya. Okay, like you mentioned before. This machlokes, if Sakana on Shabbos, is it Hutra or Dechuya? What does Hutra and Dechuya mean? Do we say that a Chayla is Doiche Shabbos? Doiche, now this Hutra and Dechuya, what does it say Hutra? It's very Yeshivish language, right? Hutra means it's Mutter, Lachatchila. Dechuya means it's Mutter to do it, but it's only pushing it away. The question is, if something is Hutra, it means that you don't even have to look to avoid it. You don't have to look to avoid it. Let's say a fasting on Yom Kippur, it's Hutra to fast on Yom Kippur at Shabbos. It's Shabbos. But it's Mutal Chakhali. It's supposed to. That's what the Rabbi Shalom wants. He wants the Chakhali to fast on Yom Kippur. Asay Dei Chalais Asay. There it's Tachuya. There, if you can do it in a way that, well, you won't have to be Eivet Alais Asay. So you're supposed to do it without being Eivet Alais Asay. If you have no choice, then Asay is Dei Chalais Asay. There, if you can avoid it, you have to try to avoid it. That's called dechuya. So, hutzah means it's what the legame, dechuya means it's not. Yeah.
If you have to
That's a separate issue. That's an interesting issue, but...
what would be the difference if you know, was dechuya,
not the... Nothing that I can get into our regalachas. But the difference would be if you have a chayushis, Mr. Kona's allowed to eat, and he wants to use intravenous instead of eating. If it's only the chuya, you would have to eat instead of intravenous. Okay, that'll be a mashal. But I don't want to get into the hokarach shem kippurim. But anyway, the machlokes of hutzah the chuya. How do we pass in this machlokes of the Magen Mishnah in Rashi? The Magen Avraham passes like the Magen Mishnah, which would be great. That means we have a heter. In the Bir Halacha, he's marich lefatfek on this Magen Avraham. He brings a number of rayas, it's an arichos, to show that we pass like Rashi. Now, wherever you could have, if this particular thing is not a sakana, that you're not allowed to do it for the chayla and chance. So, the machlokes is between the Magen Avraham and the Bir Halacha. Okay, now it's a big nafkamina. This is the question: if you can adjust the bed for the chayla because he wants to be more comfortable, or if he's eating and he wants you to turn on the light to enjoy his meal better. These types of issues all depend on the machlokes Magen Mishnah and Rashi. The Magen Avraham paskins like the Magen Mishnah is Meikel. The Bir Halacha is Mefakfek. What he says is Sukkot Yedalid La Halacha sounds to me that he's saying if it's a Shail of a Malacha Dei Raisa, you have to be Machmer like Rashi. A Malacha Dei Raisa you could only do if it's something which affects the Sakana directly. If it's a Malacha Dei Rabbanan, you could be Samech on the Magen Avraham and the Magen Mishnah, you could do it for anything that the Chayla needs. This seems to be the Psak, even though in the Bir Halacha he doesn't paskin. But his lashon is, we have to bring down the machlokes. He brings down the Magen Mishnah. They says, "I am Bir Halacha. Ivanu Makama Paiskim Disrielay Shavu B'Makim Shetzarech Il Ein Mechalun Al Yisrael El B'Davish Yesh By Chashimacha Lachush Shem Lo Yaselay Yuchel Estaking." And then he says, "La Halacha Bevaday Me Anochin LaHachmir BeIsher Shel Tayre." Which sounds to me like he's saying, if the what you're doing is a drop on. Can be sonach on this Magen Avraham, even say for the comfort of the chayla you could do. If it's something which is not, which is a malacha de raisa, you have to be mach. This is the psak halacha lemaisa of the Mishnah Berurah. Now I must tell you that Rabbi Avad Yosef argues with the Mishnah Berurah. Actually, Rabbi Chanan argues with the Mishnah Berurah. Rabbi Chanan brings, he says, every raya of the Bir Halacha is a raya from Hilchos Yom Kippurim, and he says from Hilchos Yom Kippurim. It's no raya. He's mechalakin hilchos Shabbos, hilchos Yom Kippur, and he wants to say that malacha on Yom Kippur is taka an issue of hutcha, malacha on Shabbos an issue of hutcha. Why? You have to look up to the Kodesh Tzaris. And Rabbi Yosef takes this on Medina that all in Yanei Shabbos are hutcha legamri, and he passes like the Magen Mishnah. Lamaisa, you probably would have to be noyig like the Mishnah Berurah. Lamaisa, we've been noyig like the Mishnah Berurah. However, there's a tremendous nafkamina. What do we build now? We built a certain, in halacha, we built a certain thing here. We have chash yesh by sakana, physical comfort. We have now two opinions. The Magen Mishnah against Rashi. Okay, Magen Mishnah has the Magen Avraham with him. Rashi has the halacha's hold like Rashi. We're saying, by halacha de Rabbana, we could certainly be soimach on the Magen Mishnah. By halacha de Raisa, now we have a certain difference of opinion what to do. Now, we talk about adjusting an electric fan. Is adjusting electric fan a shayla de raisa de rabbanan? Okay, I always, people who have shaylas, they ask me, I always tell them it's a de rabbanan. Because my shimush is by Rav Pam, who holds electricity as a de rabbanan, Rav Moshe held electricity as a de rabbanan. And if somebody gets me a shayla to do with electricity, with electric machinery, as opposed to an electric bulb, but I would tell people it's a de rabbanan. Anytime any type of shayla comes up, so I think most places can hold that it's a de rabbanan. There are a miyut paiskim who go like the Chazon Ish Shita that electricity is a malacha de raisa. Reb Chaim Eizer writes that electricity is a malacha de raisa, but it's obvious that Reb Chaim Eizer did not understand electricity. I mean, that the way electricity was explained to him was perhaps the way electricity was understood in the 1920s when he wrote the Tshuva, in the 1930s. But Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach writes about Reb Chaim Eizer. He says, what should we do if electricity, he answered the question he was asked. He was asked about a certain mitzvah of electricity. They said it's deraisa. But the way it was explained to him is that this fire in the wiring, there's tiny fire in the wiring. There's no tiny fire in the wiring. There's no visible fire there. There's nothing that's halachically fire. So he says it's a drabban. Rav Chaim Eisen held all electricity is deraisa, and he says that nobody should be arguing with me. That's the lash. Nobody should argue with me. But there are a few places people go that way. I think Rav Hill David tells people that it's a deraisa. He said, Chaim Eisen said, nobody should argue with him, so you can argue with him. But I don't think, I don't think most people can hold that way. Now, what I would like to tell you is this. If somebody asked me about electric fed, and this comes up, electric fed is the most common shiloh with fellow Shesh B'Sakana. Most things people don't ask. Medication, there's no shiloh, Shesh B'Sakana treatment, there's no shiloh. Food, there's really no shiloh. People ask about electric fed. And there's no question that for a fellow Shesh B'Sakana, that you can be made. No different, you push the button with your fist or with your finger, but it's zicha mutter. And I have to point out the following. Even in a situation where you have, let's say, somebody who he always holds the electricity to their eyes, he has to recognize that there are some places to hold the drabbanim. Right? Ramay shall hold the drabbanim. So Mizam Narabach holds the drabbanim. Here, even if it's a malacha deraisa, you have to bear in mind, the Magen Avraham would be makel on adjusting the electric bed, even if it's a malacha deraisa. And provide yourself a paskin that way, la malacha, rabba chana rasmu, paskin, even if it's a malacha deraisa, it's mutter. Mr. Brewer says to be makel only in the Rabbanans. So here you have really a sort of a sechseika, tzutzerufin. If you hold electricity to the Rabbanan, everybody holds you can adjust the bed. Even if you hold electricity to the deraisa, then the Magen Avraham holds you could, and there's some paskin today holds you could. So to be machmer by a chaylus shesh by sakana, we have already two very strong tzeruf, and each one, if someone saymach on Rav Meisher alone, or someone saymach on the Magen Avraham alone, is emes nichnais, he certainly has a lot to rely. You have a tzeruf of two shitas. I would almost say that somebody who says you can't adjust an electric bed is a mamish a tzayyid in ba'alacha. Somebody who wasn't ma'ayin into ba'alacha properly. Even if you had, now you have a nurse standing there, a guy should do it. But if it's bi'ichor, I mean, it's not to fall asleep, it's just for the physical comfort of the chayla, that it's 100% what Tolchat Chalot to do. But shinoi, we don't make a shinoi is a drabbanon, which is much more chamer. Generally, when we say drabbanons, we don't assume a shinoi in the pula to be a... So shinoi in the nifal will more make a, but shinoi in the pula, with what comes out is the same, it's much more chamer. We don't use that for shvus to shvus, we don't use it we don't generally use it.
The tzad that you're learning that it's kutra, is it only things that, as you said, that relate to kufuah and comfort that's kutra, or is it all things that are
kutra? Only kutra means things that relate to kufuah and comfort. To get them in newspapers, it's kutra, but it's not getting in newspapers. It's not called treating the, it's not called the comfort of the patient. Now, what about calling a nurse? It would be the same thing. Why is the patient calling the nurse? You know, he's calling the nurse to find out when are they going to bring lunch already, so then that's, it's not going to bring the lunch any quicker. But if he's calling to pay the nurse for his comfort, it generally be the same thing. If you have a situation where pushing the button is going to turn on an incandescent bulb, those are phosphorus. That's not, I think the phosphorus, I don't think there's a shot. Yeah. So even if it's a lot of their eyes, according to some place, it would be mutter for comfort. You have to know how it works. I'm not sure. When you push a button today, does it put an image on a computer today? When the patient pushes a button in the bed, what? Different hospitals have different systems.
Most of them wear a light.
Most of them put on what type of light? Phosphorus light or electric? The lights over the doors aren't so common. Are they still have lights over the doors? Yeah. Regular electric bulbs.
If you're going to call the nurse with the button, is it called equal to walk to the nurse station and get it?
Okay. If you can walk, you should walk. It depends if the person can get there without. What? No, asking for food is one thing. Asking the nurse when the food is coming is something else. I meant it's not going to bring the food any quicker. Right? Yeah. You know, Shlomo Zalman had in the hospitals in Eretz Yisrael, he had them put on for Shabbos the way the lights work over the doors. The way it used to work, you push a button, the light goes on. What they do is there, they put an electric cover on the light. When you push the button, the light is on 24 hours. When you push the button, the electric cover opens up, and you can see the light. Why do they do that? Because you also choose to draw a button. But turning on an incandescent bulb is their eyes. Like this, when you push the button, instead of turning on a bulb, the bulb is on all the time. and you push a button, I think it, what is it, Shari Tzedek, that was done off people Kul Chasid. So it goes like that. Although today they should be putting in phosphorus lights, which don't cost very much electricity-wise, and they're not shy to alert anybody of Havar. Yeah, well, generally you can know if someone who's in the hospital for a stroke or a heart attack or cancer, Le'aleinu, is a chalas yesh be'sakana. Now, even though the thing you're doing might not help the sakana, but if it helps his comfort, then there's no question it's mother. Yes. If Yisrael could do it for himself, it doesn't matter. Once it's mutter, anybody could do it. The chel doesn't have to do it. We're going to get to that later in the sermon. That it's mutter. The only exception would be if someone insists he's a chel shesh b'sakana, and the doctors say he's not, where we'd be mechal Shabbos in many cases, but there, let him do it himself better. If he says chel shesh b'sakana, so let him do it. What do you have to do? But so now we have this shiloh, which I think was Naftali. I think we once discussed. I don't know if I'm saying over the case right, but the gist of it was there was a chel shesh b'sakana who needed surgery on Shabbos. So the doctor was, I think even a from doctor, who was doing surgery on Shabbos for chel shesh b'sakana. And if I recall correctly, there was a hernia as well. Right? There was a hernia inside as well. So the doctor walked it. Once he opens up the guy, he wants to sew up his hernia. Now, if he doesn't sew up the hernia, it's not going to put him in sakana. Right, he was being, the surgery in the middle was for a kidney tumor. So he was going in to remove a tumor. And while he was in, he wanted to sew up the...
It should have been done anyway. The hernia should have been done.
The hernia should have been done anyway.
Right.
But it was elective.
Pure elective.
There was no sakana, no chashash will ever come with a sakana. So
that's why you put it, that's why you're doing it. You do need to prevent a sakana at some point. It should have been done, but it's not no
more. But we certainly wouldn't do surgery on Shabbos for hernia. So the question was, if you're allowed to sew up, once he's inside already, you're allowed to sew up the hernia. You gain not having to cut open the person again, which is a pretty big gain, right? So, be careful. If you say it's takana, then you might not be allowed to go for hernia surgery. Because if it's a takana to have hernia surgery, and the hernia is the type of hernia which you can wear... If it's technically sakana, you would not be allowed to do much of any surgery. The fact that one of, 10,000 that doesn't wake up from anesthesia, then the numbers are going up, Baruch Hashem. It's one in 10,000 or more. If that would be sakana, a person could not go in for many types of elective surgery. It's halachically, one in 10,000 is not sakana. One in 10,000 is not going to happen. The fact that it happens, people get hit by cause too, but... It's enough that a person has to be thankful that he had the surgery. But it's not, the feeling of hakara that they have to have the Rebbeinu Shalom is. But the flying in an airplane, you also bench gaimel, but we don't consider a sakana, you wouldn't be allowed to fly in an airplane. So, what? That record's gone down, yeah, unfortunately. But still, I think more than 1 in 10,000, way above 1 in 10,000. Right? I think the sakana of an airplane is one in many million. But so this was the shaila. I remember at the time Rav Palm said it was mutter. I think what he said, I don't want to say, because maybe I'm saying over wrong. I think what he's, I don't want to say. I remember a certain way, but I'm afraid to say, because you can do a mic. I think what he said then was that being that having a hernia is physically uncomfortable, depending, of course, on how bad the hernia is, but he said having a hernia causes physical discomfort. And then that falls under the Magen Mishnah's categories. According to the Magen Mishnah, physical discomfort is included. And he said that to not need another surgery, we could lie in the Magen Avraham and the Magen Mishnah. There's a machlokes, the Magen Mishnah and the Mishnah Berurah. And the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah. So there is a machlokes. Normally we try to be machmer. But if it's going to cause him to have to go through a whole surgery, that's Makom Tzairuch, certainly. We'll be signed up on the Magen Avraham. That we discussed then, the question we're going to get to later. See, the whole Hilchos Refuah is tied into each other. These things are coming up. Is stitches, is it a malacha deraisa or not? Are stitches a malacha deraisa? That's a question. So I think then Naftali said that they have to make a knot at the end.
Yeah.
Right? So the knot is certainly, but they can't clamp it in anyway.
Well, they used to use staples, but that's outside.
Inside, they make a knot. Alright, so the knot was the issue. Because there are 10 that stitches on the right. Alright, we'll get to that. We can't learn the whole simon in the first day, but at any rate, the issue was this issue. And again, it comes down to the Machlaikis, the Magen Mishnah, and Rashi. And this Machlaikis, the Magen Mishnah, and Rashi.
Because
you're Sakana now. Because you're Sakana now. Other Tzachai Chayla, you have the head of the Magen Mishnah. That's what he said. But it has to be Negeya to comfort. I don't know if every hernia is physically discomfort. There are some people don't know they have a hernia, right? But
how did you have the person get the patient pulled up? They're not in any 2 days now. So this is like a day or two ago. They want to get up in bed, lie down in bed, same electric bed. Or call the nurse to go to bed.
It's hard to figure.
Is it called a microcircola?
Okay, it's hard to gauge how long is a patient considered a fascia sacrana after surgery. Generally, after surgery, especially for the most serious diseases today, a patient has a safe window after surgery. We're safe for a while, and the question is what's going to happen later. It's hard to say. As a doctor, it will be very hard to say. As a matter of halacha, I don't think any patient whose condition medicine would consider to be chronic. In other words, let's say you have a cancer patient. The cancer patient had surgery, and the doctor's kind of confident he got everything out. But such a patient is monitored, so very often they're treated. For a period of time, I would think the physical comfort of that patient would be a chelo sheyesh b'sakana. Now the question is, till when? Till when? I mean, it can be that they'll treat him for 2 years. Hopefully, though, right? Because he'll be well. So they treat him, and right now he's there. A year later, you know, he's gone to shul. He's fine. He's walking around. And now, you know, if he's uncomfortable, he can be chal Shabbos. It's not clear for how long. At childbirth, we find that for 72 hours after childbirth, we assume that the chalas of chalashir sakana. For 72 hours, the chalashitis, we assume the chalas of chalashir sakana. We don't ask, we don't say anything, we let them eat, and even Yom Kippur, and past 72 hours, for a week, it's up to the chalas. The chalas is certainly the doctor, but it's up to the chalas. The chalas feels still that it's a sakana, so some say after 7 days, some say after 30 days. The Tisha B'Av will make a way, I think, up to 30 days.
Well, what article about the chalas? I mean, we just operated on it. Operation. The chalas, even if a few days post-op,
what type of surgery are you talking about?
The guy has surgery. Oh, yeah, surgery is still uncomfortable.
The disease is not yesh b'sakana.
Yeah, right.
I would assume, I don't know, I would assume that up to 72 hours is a chalashir
sakana. As a matter of chalo.
It should be no different than childbirth. As a matter of chalo. Yeah. If somebody, like Elenu, has, I'm talking someone has a condition, someone who has a condition, we know that their comfort has very much to do, the mental state has very much to do with how well they recover. Now, whether that's true in all surgery, I don't know.
But anybody post-op, you can move the bed, the electric bed.
Mm-hmm. Post-op, I would think you can move the electric bed, yeah. The person has to be honest with himself to a certain degree. But it has to do with physical comfort, it would seem that it's what they should do with bishinui. But for the Rabbanon, for all types of comfort, it should be makel. I dig up, there's no question, but Yudei Yisrael, I would think it could be.
You'd have to do it for them.
Yeah. There is one other issue which comes up, and that is where the patient says, call my relatives. I want my relatives here. Now, the relatives are not doctors, you understand. Right? So talking about calling the relatives, they're, you know, they feel more confident that they have their own. Call my wife to be here, call my children to be here.
Sounds like the Rebbe Shaila.
So, well, the Rebbe Shaila is a reform schoolie. Right here, the question is, really, the issue is one aspect, the tirachatas aspect, the comfort aspect of having someone there. So it's interesting that in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, I'm sorry, in the Marsham, it's quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, Marsham says, and this is an important thing to know, that every person who's in a hospital should have a healthy person there looking out for him. And certainly, I'm talking during the time that they need treatment. During the time that someone enters an emergency room or enters for a surgery, should have somebody with them who is a bardas that can look out for their interests. Because generally, now this is true in the time of the Marsham, and it's even more so it's true today. A doctor or a nurse tends to be more attentive to someone who has someone there who's willing to speak up for them, who has someone there who's willing to call attention to them. And especially when you have older people, who many nurses, they have a patient who's in his, you know, he's in his 80s and he's infirm and dead, so you know they say, you know, the guy's going to die anyway, big deal. And if relatives don't come, very little attention is given. And if relatives do come, then a lot of attention is given. There's Rishabis called Chassam that brings in the Masham, who says that to have someone there to be mefakeach at a time that he needs people, that's called, that's as much a sakana as the essence of sakana of the chayvi itself. And it's certainly true that way. So someone has to go to the hospital, there's no question that someone can accompany them. Now, if somebody has to go from here to Maimonides, the question is, should the person going along walk or should he go by car? Now, if it's to go to King's Highway Hospital, it depends. If someone has a car accident, somebody should definitely go with them. If a woman's in labor, so the question is that if you're going to walk, so you come 10, 15 minutes later. If you're going to King's Highway Hospital, I don't think it might not be so important for someone else. Now, going into a car is not a big malacha, nachinani. Going into a car is not really a malacha. But if somebody is going to a hospital with like Maimonides, to go along is very important. The truth is, to go along in a car is not a big malacha. That's why it's always mutter. But the point is that to call somebody to be there, even if you have to call someone to be there, the Masham said that for chalash yesh besakana, that's automatically mutter. Now, for tirif hadas, it's not exactly clear. If the chalash just wants someone there, let's say the chalash has someone there taking care, and the chalash says, you know, I'd like my children to be here with me. The chalash yesh besakana, and he has his wife is there, her husband is there, and they want to call the children. It's not very clear, lahalacha, it's at the very least it's a machlaikis, if it's mutter. Now, it's a little late, maybe I'll leave it. The Mishnah Berurah is ambiguous. The Aruch HaShulchan in Tzimishin Vav is machmir. He says that even like the Magen Mishnah, only tzarkei refuah amutter for chayla. But to call somebody there, which is not a direct tzarkei refuah, it's not la'achilai, that it's aser. The Marsham, on the other hand, is meikum. I would show you the Lashon Mishnah Berurah is to cut and test. It's in Sif Gimel, Shinvav Sif Gimel. Mishnah Berurah is ambiguous. And it would seem again, from Halacha de Rabbanon, you could be Makel to call. From Halacha de Raisa, it's not so clear that you can be Makel. Right, but please, this Machlaikis is a very certain Machlaikis. The Machlaikis, the Machlaikis, and Rashi, try to remember it. The Machlaikis, the electric bed Shiloh, which we hope we shouldn't have people in hospitals, but it's going to come up sometime. So note the machlokes and the issues that we discussed.